Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Lady Yoli, thank you so much for participating in the show this evening. We have many people who are on hold, and I will be getting to you soon so that we can start our mini readings tonight. For everybody, happy Cinco de Mayo. I want to just start off briefly with providing some horoscopes for the month of May. Let's start off with our fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Basically, learn to back off. Practice non-interference. Don't be so forceful. This is a message especially for Aries. You need to take it down a notch. I think you've been very overwhelmed for the past couple weeks, and the month of May is going to start off a little tough, and you may just have to kind of prepare yourself for what's to come. You might be looking to make significant changes or things that you're just wanting to jump the gun about. You just want to make sure that you think things through before making that big leap, okay? Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Remember, problems in life are simply challenges and for which one can grow from, okay? Capricorn, you will be put to the test all throughout this month of April. I'm sorry, throughout this month of May. There might be some opportunities for you to possibly move from where you're located right now, living arrangements, not work-wise. And you just want to make sure that you make the right step. You want to make sure that you're comfortable with the settings that you're going to move into, okay? Air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Beware of putting others on a pedestal. They may not be worth it. This message is specifically for Libra. You may want to reevaluate your friendship circle. Some may not be as friendly or as trustworthy as you may think. Folks, I know you're maybe calling me through WhatsApp or through IMO or even through Facebook. Remember, you have to call in to get a free reading. I'm going to provide you with that number again. So the number to call to get a free reading would be 1-929-477-3067. And I'm going to repeat that number again. The number to call to obtain a free psychic reading is 1-929-477-3067. And you are welcome to also participate through the chat on blogtalkradio.com. And let's do our last group here, which is our water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Someone who you've been thinking about, maybe even daydreaming about, will be contacting you soon. And this person links to an ex-love or an ex-lover. So keep that in mind. Alrighty, folks, so we're going to start with our first caller. The way we conduct the readings is I read out the area code, and then I switch on the speaker so that you're on online with me. And very briefly, I am a clairvoyant psychic, and basically what that means is that I don't need a tool to do a reading, but I do use tarot cards at times, basically so that it can help me with description, time frame, and dimension. Okay, so let's go to our first caller. Area code is 470. 470, you're on the line.
Yes, hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good evening.
Well,
thank you so much for
calling
in.
You're welcome. Basically, I'm calling for some advice and guidance. Basically, I was with my child's father 4 years. And he went away to the military
Hey, hon, I want to make sure I can hear you. Can you speak up a little loudly, please?
Can you hear me now?
I think it's a little better, yes. Go ahead.
Basically, I was saying I was with my child's father 4 years. And to make a long story short, he went away to the military and, like, cheated on me. He found this new woman and basically left our four-year relationship, me and my daughter. And it's like, it's been a hard situation for me. It's like, I don't understand how this all came about, and I'm just trying to, like, heal myself. But lately, he's been on my mind constantly, and I've just been feeling depressed and heartbroken all over again. And this has happened over the course since November, all these issues that I've been going through. And it's just hard.
Okay.
It's really hard.
Well, I can definitely take a look at this for you. Let me have your first name and date of birth, if you don't mind. You don't have to provide me with
sure.
the year. Just the month and day.
My name's Tierra, and my month and day is June 2nd.
Okay, let's take a look at that. Okay. So I just want to mention, I do see where there was obviously a lot of hardships and challenges between the both of you. You know, aside from the situations that you just described, I do feel that you guys had a lot of chemistry, and you guys think in a way where I feel that there was a lot of chemistry and attraction, okay? Obviously, there was that third person that did kind of change the connection and the communication that existed between the both of you. For the most part, although it seems that it's very clear that he's moved on, I kind of see him resurfacing. It almost seems as if there's a pattern. He seems to come in and out every so often. Is that something that you've experienced with him?
Well, basically, when he was here, because he got shipped away again, when he was here, he would act like he was in love with two women. He would act like basically he couldn't decide. He would act like he was going to change and be with me. And then he would tell me one thing, basically, and tell the girl another thing. And basically, mm-hmm. he ended up being with her and stuff. And it's like, it hurts so bad because he never apologized for all the pain he caused me. Like, whenever we're in contact, he doesn't really want to talk to me about this situation. He avoids talking about it. I feel like he never loved me. I feel so hurt. It's so hard for me to move on. It's like I think of him every day too, and it just sucks.
Yeah.
I try talking to other people, but it doesn't help.
Right. I think the most important thing is because you're on the right path in the sense that you know that situations. Basically, you know the situation with him, how it. When he does come around, you do know how to expect the connection to be. And at the same time,
yeah,
you kind of also feel, and it's not the same. Well, and then there's trust factors, obviously, because he has not been trustworthy. You know,
yeah,
I think it's important to, yeah. And obviously, you know, you're the one that's going through the situation and, you know, I can speak outside of what is going on, but you're the one that's obviously stuck in the emotions and the feelings that are still present. But it's important to understand that you're in a position where you understand that he's not necessarily providing what you need, right? And because of that, you should consider moving on. And obviously that's hard because you still do have feelings for him. What I can tell you is that I do see a newcomer, and this is someone who's going to come around towards the fall of this year. And this is someone totally new, not someone who you've met. So you do have something to look forward to, and I actually do sense potential based on the fact that this person is looking for kind of the same thing that you are, okay? So I just want to put that out there for you.
Yeah, it just hurts bad because it's like basically this is how I truly feel. I'm the hurt person, and basically he's happy in this new relationship, just living his life like nothing ever happened. Like he hasn't done nothing for our child ever since he's been with her, and it's just horrible. I'm basically the single, brokenhearted person. He's just having a good old time. It's the worst feeling. It really is.
I understand. But it's important that you kind of phase yourself out of that too, and try to move on.
Try to, but it's like since we have a child together, it's like we're always going to have to communicate, so it's not that easy to just like exit off the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like from what you see, he's never really loved me, don't you think, since he's done this to me and everything like that?
I mean, I think at some point there was chemistry between the both of you. You know, unfortunately, he's unhappy with himself, and that's why he tends to hurt the ones around him. And it's unfortunate because, as you said, he did have a child with you, and in the long run, that does kind of affect the child as well. You know,
you don't
but
see him being
at,
a good
at
father.
The end of the day, yeah. Now, Sierra, I just want to mention these are considered mini readings through the radio show, and I want to make sure that you get to everyone else. No, by all means. I hope I was able to shed some insight and some positive feedback as to what's to come, okay?
You were.
I want to wish you the best.
Thanks.
And do take care and have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Let's see here, folks. So just to give you some, I guess, 411, if you are listening to the radio show or you're on the chat room and you decide that you want to call in for a reading, the number to call is 929-477-3067. I'm going to repeat that number again. That's 929-477-3067. That's the number to call so that you can get a reading this evening. If you would like to have a more personal reading, I'm going to provide you with my contact information. My name again is Psychic Lady Yoli. And I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. Lady Yoli is L-A-D-Y, and Yoli is spelled Y-O-L-Y. You're welcome to go onto my website, which is also ladyyoli.com, and that's L-A-D-Y-Y-O-L-Y.com. If you would like to schedule a reading in the future, my contact phone number, not the number that you should call tonight, but the number that you should call after the show, is 786-290-4735. Okay? And folks, I just want to let you know that, you know, a lot of people tend to call through when I'm on the radio show. They tend to call through the cell phone. Unfortunately, I can't pick up the phone that way. You would have to call through the radio station so that I can take your call. Okay? So let's take our next caller. And this person's area code is 760. 760?
Is that me? I'm Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How can I help you this evening?
Awesome. I thought there'd be a lot of people calling in.
You were the next one. How can I help you this evening?
Cool. Okay. So last time I spoke to you, I was kind of crazy, like, about that Zach Hansen guy. Did you say that it wasn't going to work out, or?
I want to make sure I understood your question. You said you wanted me to look into someone specifically?
Well, yeah, but I remember I used to be, and the person, I was the one that was obsessed with that guy named Zach Hansen, the drummer.
Okay.
In the band. I don't remember if he said I was going to be with him or not, but I don't think I'm going to be.
Okay. And what is, your question? I'm sorry, what kind of...
Okay, so there's this guy, his name is Danny DeCola, and I was, like, we fell in love, like, in kindergarten, and we, like, dated during, like, elementary school, and then we went to different junior highs and high schools, and people told me that he liked me, but I, like, wasn't interested in him. And I, like, just wanted to date, like, the popular guy. And so now we're both 32. He's, like, a month older. And I found his number online in 2015 on his Facebook, and I texted him. Well, because it's embarrassing, but because I'm bipolar and my medicine wasn't working really, I texted him, like, 500 times saying, like, all this, like, really personal stuff, and I texted him, like, nonstop for, like, 2 or 3 months. And then he changed his number. So I finally quit texting him. I haven't texted him for about, like, a month. And I was just wondering if you see us ever being together.
Okay. Well, I can definitely look into that and see what we can pick up on. Let me have your date of birth, just the month and day.
Okay, it's December 17th.
Okay. Let's see here. So there's a couple of things that stand out when it comes to Danny. You know, currently I feel that there's a third person. And what I mean by that is that there's another... I want to say a female who he may be currently pursuing. Is that something mm-hmm. you're aware of?
I'm not sure, but there's this girl named Laura that he keeps posting pictures of. And
yeah.
So that's
right. Well, this is someone who I see that he's pursuing, and I kind of sense that they've been pursuing one another for quite a while. You know, as far as connecting again with him, I do see that happening down the road. I just don't see it happening soon. But I do see him reaching out. In fact, I see him reaching out to you.
Yeah, like, did he also, like, call me or text me?
Oh, I'm sorry, hun. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you think he'll ever, like, call or text me?
call or text. Yes, I sense that he will be reaching out to you. But once again, it wouldn't be in the near future. Like, it wouldn't be anywhere between now and the next 3 months. I would anticipate something definitely before the end of the year. You guys have common friends, is that correct?
A couple, yeah. Like, from when we were younger. There's, like, all these demons around me and stuff, and that she was trying to get rid of them, and that we needed to do spiritual work for us to be together.
I mean, I think, obviously, you would first have to reconnect with him to kind of see where you guys are at, you know, chemistry-wise, communication-wise, because right now there's a lot of distance to even begin to see what can come from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to mention that these are mini readings. If you would like something more in-depth, we can definitely do that off of the radio station. But I do want to thank you for calling in to obtain a reading.
Okay, so I'll probably hear from them May, June, July, like August or something like that?
I would say somewhere along before the end of the year. It's kind of extended a little. It's not necessarily in the near future.
Okay. How much do your readings cost for, like, a personal reading?
So I recommend that you go onto my website, which is ladyyoli.com, and I have various services. I mean, my prices are modest. I have different type of services, and I'm certain you'll be able to find something that meets your budget or needs, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Yoli.
You're welcome, hon. Have a good night, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All righty, folks. So let's see here. Once again, if you want to receive a free reading, you're welcome to call in. The number to call is 929-477-3067. If you're interested in having a more personal and private session, we can definitely do that as well. At that point, you would have to call my direct number, which is 786-290-4735. I have a lot of people that are writing through the chat room. I'm unable to multitask here. I'm a one person just doing radio chat and everything else. And if you want to get a reading, you would have to call in. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to respond via the chat room, although I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. let's see here. So, and folks, you know, if you want to also follow or subscribe to my mailing list, you can do that on my website. And I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So we're going to take our next caller. By the way, the radio show is a half an hour long. I think we have about 8 more minutes to go. So let's take our next caller. And the area code is actually within my area. Area code 786. Area code 786, you're on the line. Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. I guess they dropped it. Hello? No. Okay. Well, folks, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Once again, if you want to obtain a free reading, you can go ahead and call 929-477-3067. I just want to provide you with my information in case you're looking to obtain a more private session. Once again, I tell everyone that it's very important that you do some research before you ever contract a psychic or a medium. You want to make sure that you get your facts as to their reviews and whether or not they have positive feedback through their website or through Google. So I encourage you to Google Psychic Lady Yoli and kind of get some research as to the type of services that I've provided and my reviews through the website. Once again, the number to contact if you're looking for a more private session, you want to call 786-290-4735. I'm also text friendly if you want to text me. And my website, once again, is ladyyoli.com. That's LadyYoli.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you so much for everyone who's participated this evening. I will be hosting another radio show next Friday, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern. Have a great night. Sweet dreams.